This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 20th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The case of a TAM Airlines A320, which overran a runway and crashed at Sao Paulo's Congonhas Airport last week, has prompted calls by Brazil's Federal Public Ministry for the airport to be closed until its runways can be renovated. 200 people died in the accident on Tuesday, on a runway criticized for being too short for use by the airliners and for having poor drainage. Video footage shows the plane traveling down the runway at a speed which suggests the pilot may have attempted a go-around. There's no word yet on whether cockpit and data recordings can confirm that suspicion. The Associated Press reports that federal prosecutors have asked for a court order to try and force the airport's closure, but airport officials say Congonhas should not be opened and closed indiscriminately. Louis Gallo, who will become the sole CEO at Eads, says the company must diversify to avoid overdependence on Airbus. A report in Forbes says the company will accomplish the change through acquisitions and new developments, but Gallo offered no specific predictions or announcements. He did say that every time the euro appreciates by 1 cent against the U.S. dollar, it costs Eads 100 million euro in operating profit. Co-CEO Tom Enders has said that if the euro were to reach $1.40 U.S., the Power 8 restructuring plan would not be sufficient to stem losses at Eads. But Gallo says there is no Power 9 plan on the horizon. As for the management changes at Eads, Gallo said only decisions at or above the 500 million euro level now require consultation between French and German stakeholders. Complicated consensus gathering had been criticized as a cause of delays in getting the current restructuring effort moving. A body thought to be that of an Asian man in his 50s was found in the wheel well of a United 747 that landed Thursday morning at San Francisco International Airport after a flight from Shanghai. Airport spokesman Mike McCarron told the San Jose Mercury News that the body was found during a post-flight inspection by mechanics. The coroner was trying to determine whether the man died from exposure, lack of oxygen, or from crushing injuries caused by the plane's nose gear. The Boeing 747 cruises at an average altitude of 35,000 feet, where temperatures can reach minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. McCarron said that identifying the body will be difficult since he was a foreign national. Two Seattle, Washington reporters are said to be among the recipients of emails containing confidential Boeing documents leaked by a former Boeing employee. According to the charges against him, 45-year-old Gerald Eastman is a former quality assurance inspector working in Tukwila who downloaded 320,000 pages of Boeing documents to a portable data drive, then put them on his home computer. Eastman calls himself a whistleblower, seeking to expose corruption at Boeing and the FAA. But among the leaks attributed to him are documents supporting six stories in the Seattle Times about the site selection process for the 787 Dreamliner. Boeing says it fired Eastman in 2006 after discovering he was the source of leaks dating back to 2001. The company says the documents stolen contained competitive secrets worth up to $15 billion. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reports that Eastman has been charged with 16 counts of unlawfully accessing a computer to steal company information. He could face 57 months in prison. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. A 1939 Spartan executive is damaged before it can appear at Oshkosh. NTSB finds an Atlanta incursion even scarier than first thought. And a pilot walks away from the wreckage of his water bomber. Our special feature is off today, but join us for our extensive print, audio, and video coverage of EAA AirVenture Oshkosh beginning this weekend. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.